My guest today is Steve Banky, one of the organizers for Christmas in the Sioux 4. Steve is the audio engineer and a producer of this year's album, which features 11 holiday-themed songs performed by Siouxland artists.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
So, Steve, what can people expect to hear?
They can expect to hear everything from rock to rap on this year's Christmas album.
Yeah, that's
and,
great.
Folk.
Yes. Yeah, because I see that we have Dad, and there are a couple rappers from Sioux City
yeah.
that are going to be doing a song called Christmas Time.
Yeah, they did an original song this year, and it sounds great. My three-year-old knows every lyric.
Finally it's Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time. Finally it's Christmas time, we came to spread some cheer. Finally it's Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time. Finally it's Christmas time, my favorite time of year.
I be working magic in the attic, finding ornaments tucked in tiny places, but your dad is a contortionist. Garland everywhere, caroling and carefree. Guarantee I got a wreath underneath and a partridge in a pear tree. Snowflakes falling, now I'm all up in my dad's snuggie. Sweater's ugly, the pajama pants are plaid, buddy.
Well, and that's the only original song on this year's album. But, you know, you said with the cover songs that people really took an interesting spin on these songs, like Ultraviolet Fever. They did Little Drummer Girl.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we try to inject our own personalities into the songs. You know, we don't want to just take Christmas songs and try to replicate what people have already done. We try to take it and put our own spin on it.
Christmas in the Sioux was started by Travis Barnes and Mitch Martin in 2014. Steve was one of the contributing artists along with his wife Kelsey. Then last year, the Bankys picked up the project to keep it going. I couldn't talk to Steve about Christmas in the Sioux without asking about one of his favorite holiday memories, and he shared this little story.
Well, if anybody knows me and they've seen me around town, then they know that I'm always wearing this yellow hat. And like
twisted tea.
Yeah, yeah. It's a drink. I don't really drink it, but I got this hat when I was in the military a long time ago from a friend, and it's just one of those hats that fit comfortable, right? So, not this particular hat, because this is a part of the story, but I had that hat forever. And when I married my wife, actually 7 years ago from today, we went on our honeymoon and we came back, and I came out from the bedroom from sleeping after we got back, and her parents' dogs had taken my hat and eaten it. There was just this little yellow patch left, right? So fast forward to Christmas that year, my mom had found this type of hat, the exact same hat, on eBay, and I didn't know. And so I thought my hat was gone forever, and it was like basically like my security blanket, like a kid's security blanket, right? And I opened the Christmas present, and there's this yellow hat. And so now they're on eBay, and so now I have like two or three, and now I'm on like number four of the Twisted Tea hats, and it's kind of a thing. And like I said, anybody who knows me knows I wear this yellow hat everywhere.
That's your defining feature.
I guess this yellow hat defines my character.
Yeah, yeah, that and the beard and the long hair.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You have a certain look to maintain,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's hard.
Because you're in a band.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I play in a band called Canadian Stranger. And I also do an acoustic duo called Banky and Birch. Yeah.
All right. And what kind of music is that you're playing?
We play a lot of rock mixed with country, southern rock. I don't know if you're familiar with the country music that comes out of the Texas and Oklahoma area, but they call it red dirt. And so we play a lot of red dirt country. It's basically rock and country mixed together.
And is that what influenced your song that's on the Christmas album, or no?
Oh, no.
No, you took out this.
This is totally...
You took out the country southern rock influence Let It Snow.
Yeah, way more traditional with the Let It Snow. So, you know, Emily's got a classic voice, so it was honestly, and I won't ever tell her, but she'll hear this, but it's like, it's very intimidating a little bit because she's so good. You know, how can you sing with that person? You know, like anybody who sings with her is going to sound awful, but no, she made me feel comfortable in the studio as well. And it turned out great.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, and then, you know, you have like Blue Christmas by Noah Towns.
Right, right, which is, what is that? That's an Elvis song, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds nothing like Elvis, I'll tell you that right now. And what was cool about that one is that Noah is such a talent that he's able to do all his own vocals and then his backing vocals as well. And so one of his biggest influences, and we've had multiple conversations about this, is Queen. And if you ever want to know anything about Queen, just talk to Noah Towns.
He'll he's be able your
to,
guy.
Yeah, that's your guy. You know, a lot of that came out in this record. All the harmonies and different things, there, you really need to hear that track.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you.
Well, and you were saying that, you know, when you're recording these songs, that it's the first time they're playing it.
Yeah, so
with the full band, or yeah, with the full band.
Sure. So the way the process works now is the artist submits their pick via, like, they'll give us like an influence, something like a YouTube video or something, you know, like they want, or they might even record like a little clip of themselves on an iPhone, you know, singing it or something. They'll send it to us. So that's kind of a basic idea. We got that. And then when I have the backing band come in, and we'll record the whole record, the whole record was recorded in 2 days. We did it on a Saturday and a Sunday. I'll play the song for them when they come in to record, and then we basically take off from there. And I'm in the control room. They're in the live room. We're talking to each other on the microphones, and we'll do the whole take there. And it's great because they're sitting around looking at each other. There are some overdubs, but mostly it's all tracked live, and you can tell, like, when you listen to it, that it definitely has a live feel to it.
I've been talking to Steve Banky about Christmas in the Sioux 4. There will be a CD release party on Friday, December 15 at 7 p.m. at the Marquee. We'll leave you with this song that you'll instantly recognize, performed by Alex Irwin. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Faithful friends.